talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long Flynn Direct, second hour of Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Given a free T-shirt, Devil Radio T-shirt, to the third caller today. T-shirt designed by Crute himself. I want to go back. There is a development in Texas. Remember, a Texas judge the other day ruled that the eviction moratorium by the federal government, by Joe Biden, and impliedly the one by Donald Trump before him, are unconstitutional. Just right out of thin air, he says, okay, the federal government can't prevent people from being evicted for a short period of time in a pandemic, even when they're giving financial relief to people to pay their rents. Well, the United States government, the Justice Department, just announced that they are going to appeal that to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. And they really have to. You know, there are tens of millions of people in this country right now who are behind on their rent, behind on their mortgages. If you suddenly say that landlords can evict tens of millions of people, you're going to have social unrest. It's not only wrong, it's not only immoral, but it's destabilizing to society, So that appeal should be successful. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals is they're one of the appeals courts that's right below the U.S. Supreme Court. Anything that they do can be taken up. It's discretionary, but it can and should be taken up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the Fifth Circuit has the power to stay the district court order, and I expect they will. So stand by. But this is a very serious thing. If a federal judge in Texas, a conservative, can simply say, okay, well, the eviction moratorium is somehow unconstitutional, then we're going to have arrest. And it's wrong. It's just absolutely wrong. There's a probe that's been called for in Illinois. Of a Republican congresswoman, a freshman, and her husband, who's a state legislator. The congresswoman is named Mary Miller. She was elected. She's, I think, a one-termer so far. Her husband is Chris Miller. Mary Miller is in Congress, in the House of Representatives. Chris Miller, her husband, is a state representative. Beginning of January, on January 6th, his truck was parked right near the insurrection and had a decal on it for the Three Percenters. The Three Percenters were one of the groups, along with the Proud Boys and others. The Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, and the Three Percenters, all with different names, with the same kinds of people, believe that the government's illegitimate. It was an illegitimate election, and tried to stop the certification of the vote and the counting of it on January 6th by force. And Miller and her husband are out there in a truck with a 3% decal on it. The Democratic Party of Illinois has called for an investigation, and I support them 100%. You cannot have a member of Congress, a member of the government, who is sympathizing with any of the insurrectionists to that degree. And I don't care if it's with the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, or the Three Percenters. They all have a different historical distortion to the same effect. And it all results in violence, and it results in the overthrow of the government. We already have people in the Congress, for instance, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. She identified with QAnon, and she was stripped of her committee assignments by Congress. She identified with QAnon. Lauren Boebert of Rifle, Colorado, who somehow also represents Aspen and some of the wealthiest parts of Colorado, owns a bar in Rifle, Colorado called Shooters, always poses with a backdrop of guns. Marjorie Taylor Greene in Georgia posed with a picture of Democratic members of Congress when she's holding a gun. These implied violent images lead to violence. The three percenters led to violence. Proud Boys led to violence. Oath Keepers led to violence. You cannot have a member of Congress, member of the Illinois. And look, this is Illinois we're talking about, our neighbor to the south. You know, Wisconsin culture has got to be different. I cannot see anybody in this state, even a Republican, putting a decal for the Proud Boys, three percenters, or Oath Keepers on his truck in this state and getting elected. There are some of them that voted against condemning QAnon. Tiffany from Hazelhurst, congressman, voted against the resolution to condemn QAnon. Gallagher of Green Bay abstained. He didn't vote on it. But this state is a little different. And even though we unfortunately elected Scott Walker and Ron Johnson, to our great injury, somehow south of the border in Illinois, they have distorted Midwest progressivism. And I'm not talking about, you know, current progressivism or the Squad. I'm talking about fighting Bob La Follette. Talking about the conference in 1949 in Green Bay that merged the progressive wing of the Republican Party with the Democrats. Progressive wing led by Senator Gaylord Nelson, who was a Republican. Progressive became a Democrat. The other wing was led by William Proxmire and Pat Lucy, who were Democrats. And therefore, we had a progressive Democratic Party in the La Follette sense. Somehow, that example did seep out into Iowa, Minnesota, and Illinois, and Michigan. But somehow it didn't take as deep root in some parts of Illinois and some parts of Michigan and some parts of Iowa. So there you have it. An investigation called for in Illinois on the three percenters and their penetration of their congressional delegation by one of them. Their penetration of their delegation by some of them. You know, another thing the Republican Party is doing now, and this is devious and it's very dangerous. With Biden in there now, and Dr. Fauci being the head of his response, his main advisor, and Dr. Walensky in there as head of the CDC, and a good control panel of scientists. We're suddenly getting a handle on this. We're inoculating about 2.5 million people a day. 2.5 million people a day. People are advocating social distancing again and masks, but the Republican Party has found a way to subvert that, and here's how they're doing it. You know, even in this state, you have Robin Voss and the Republicans getting behind a lawsuit against Governor Evers' mask order. Masks are, you know, they're a non-issue everywhere else in the country. You have masks. Everybody knows you have masks. The Republicans go, well, that you shouldn't have to have masks. And you do have that element here. But so far, we've beaten it back. Evers has put in a new mask order, still pending in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's kind of an embarrassing litigation. It's a very medieval kind of litigation. Who doesn't want masks? But here's what some states are doing elsewhere in Ohio, Michigan, and Tennessee. They will have panels of Republican lawmakers at hearings, public panels, listening sessions, and so on. And in one of them, some of the Republicans say, it has been proven that COVID does not kill children. COVID does not kill children. That is a false statement. COVID has killed children, has killed infants, has killed very grade school, pre-grade school children. It is true that the infection rate is perhaps less among children, but it's not negligible, And children have other reactions to it, certain syndromes that basically impair them for life. To say that it doesn't kill children, another thing they're saying at these sessions in Ohio, Michigan, and Tennessee, they question the use of masks, whether it's necessary and whether it can be hurtful. And the third thing they do is they say vaccines cause genetic changes and genetic malfunctions, which is false. Now, okay, Biden's not saying that. Fauci's not saying that. But if you have a whole series of panels in Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, and I'm sure elsewhere, saying these things, somebody listens to them. They get picked up in the local paper, they're picked up in the local radio station. Everybody in the mainstream media say they're nuts, but it penetrates. There is something like 60% of the Republican Party that think that right now, the whole Republican Party, that Biden was not legitimately elected. There are many of them that think that Trump was not behind the January 6th riot. Now there are many of them that think that vaccines cause genetic malfunctions, that masks are dangerous, and that COVID doesn't kill children, just by saying it. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. For a long time, sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.